Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule. Welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast. This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy. So glad that you're with us today. This is podcast number 15.
Number 15.
Hello, Jag.
So cool. Hello, Andy Mac.
It's good to have you in on this one.
It's good to be in.
We have had quite a weekend. We can tell you that. This is the first of the Gregorian year. A new year, 2006.
2006.
But our new year actually, well, started November 29th, didn't it?
It did, yes.
When we made that shift.
With the tune shift.
That's right.
From the fourth day into the fourth night.
That's right. So yeah. Here we are. So we kind of, but we are moving into this new year as far as...
There weren't many fireworks November 29th, as I recall, but...
There were in the Airstream podcast station.
Not in... you know, as in flash and bang and boom and sparkles, you know, at theme parks and whatnot, but creation.
Yeah.
is putting on quite a display.
That's right.
Which is what we're going to be talking about here and sharing with you.
That's right. We want to let you know that we have just finished the video podcast, MCCTV, and I hear Peach is wanting to get in on the act here.
She's got cabin fever.
She does. Anyway, we just finished the two-part 9 Underworlds and 13 Heavens for MCCTV.
Yeah, you want to go check this out. It's the video, Mayan Calendar Cast TV. The video presentation is underway and available for you.
It's so exciting.
We're beginning to pull that thread and unravel this mystery, the greatest mystery of all time.
Yes. As the solutions that have been uncovered and discovered by Carl Johan Kalman. Carl Johan, thank you. Just thank you, man.
We love you, brother.
We do. And Carl Johan's going to be joining us here on Mayan Calendar Cast in the future, very near future. So you're going to want to tune in for that. If you have any questions, go ahead and start sending those in. Why not? Prepare in advance.
Yes, we have email, and we'd love to hear from you. And
if you have something to say or some questions, send them in.
Ask away, and we'll be glad we'll do our best to answer them as good as we can.
In fact, we're going to tell you a few of the things that people have been sending in recently in your nitty-gritty report. Got an email from Jonathan Bethel who says, Jag and Andy, wow, awesome cast. I recently came across your podcast in researching an article I'm writing for Oracle 2020 magazine in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be about the days and nights of the Mayan calendar, which I became aware of through the great research of Dr. Carl J. Kalman. I just want to say I'm totally intrigued and enjoying the wonderful service you're doing for the world. So very cool. Thank you, Jonathan Bethel.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. Those are very encouraging words. They mean a lot to us for, you know, all the effort, the hard work that we're putting into this here. And, I mean, we're enjoying it very much, but it just means so much to hear.
It really does.
Feedback like that.
And another one came from Joe.
Well received.
Joe from Australia. Thank you, Joe, for sending in this comment.
He says, Joe says, hi, stumbled upon your site today. Hope your new year keeps pace with your dreams.
Well, I can tell you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Already is. Hope the same for you.
Yeah.
Joe from Australia.
We're trying to keep pace with our dreams.
Oh, boy. So are you feeling, and I'm talking to you, the one wearing the headphones right now or listening through your speakers, are you feeling a little overwhelmed?
Yeah, or through your earbuds, iPodders.
That's right. If you are, you know what? It's okay. Because what you're learning right here in Mayan Calendar Cast and on MCCTV is going to help.
Yeah, overwhelm is what's happening to people that don't understand. They're not tuned in following the wave cycles of creation as they're progressing. Mind Calendar Cast, we're endeavoring to present as a tool to tune in to the wave cycles of creation and move with them, flow with them.
That's right.
Rather than, you know, being beaten by the current, you know, in unawares.
Yes, exactly. And if you choose to train your attention to the unfolding pattern of creation, then it's what you become conscious of that changes the direction and the focus of your life. The speed of change and the continued disclosure of this nature of creation that we are getting to watch happen.
Yeah.
It won't be this confusing tumble of chaos and accident and loss that happens when you aren't able to see the patterns.
Right. And just making note here, taking note that we did enter a new underworld, January 5th, 1999, the galactic underworld, where the wave cycle, the frequency of creation accelerated, stepped up again, and accelerated at 20 times.
That's right.
Where it was in the previous planetary underworld. So what used to be called, or saying that we're very familiar with, I'm sure, out there is that knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where we are now in the galactic underworld, understanding is your power.
It's your
understanding is your rooting and grounding.
Yes.
It is what will help you assist to move with these wave cycles of creation that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Take the rocks out of your road.
That's right.
And help, you know, things to move more smoothly in flux with what's going on with creation.
Exactly.
Itself.
You know, when you think about stress, anxiety, conflict, struggle, resistance, all of those things, have you ever seen anyone live in that kind of a mindset and have good health, have ease of mind or peace of mind? Have you ever seen that? Well, no, I doubt that you have. And what gives us peace of mind, this is an interesting point that was made by Ian Lengold about that there is a, what does he call it? He says that it's a formula for peace of mind.
Hmm.
And it comes, he says, when persons or a society are centered. Now, how do people become centered? Well, this is one of the most powerful keys encoded into the Mayan calendar, or the calendars of the Maya, in that through recognizing a pattern, we gain centeredness and thereby peace of mind. So let's like put that in an actual application. Say when you start driving a car. Doug, do you remember when you first started to drive?
Oh, yeah.
Did you drive perfectly from the first second you got in?
Oh, no.
What was it like?
Well, there wasn't even a stick shift involved for me the first time I got behind a wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
It was an automatic. And in fact, it was my mom's station wagon.
Of course.
My brother had his driver's license. He's a year older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he let me get behind the wheel. You know, he's going to let me take my hand at driving, which, of course, I was really, you know, excited about. And
how old were you?
I was 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that time where we lived in the state of Massachusetts, you could get your learner's driving permit at 15 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it yet. I was coming up on 15 and a half. And then at 16, you could get your driver's license. But so he lets me behind the wheel, and he's telling me what to do, and I've seen it a million times. I'm going, yeah, I got it. You know? And here this big Ford station wagon, and power steering, power brakes, automatic transmission. And I start the car up and put it in drive and start to ease on the gas. And he's telling me, okay, now you got to get used to these brakes, because there, and I put my foot on the brake, and we're rolling. And it's like, if you remember what power brakes were like back then, you just touch them like a feather,
yes,
and they lock up.
And they throw you into
and they smash you into, the forward compartment of the car. And, oh, man. So, yeah, the brakes, you know, the tires lock up. And, you know, we were only rolling a few miles an hour. And, and it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Scared the bejesus out of me.
Well, my experience was very similar, and I won't go into it except to say that there are patterns involved in driving. Touching the brakes, putting your foot on the gas, watching for, you know, rolling up to the stop sign, watching other traffic, how does it move, when people are turning.
Yeah, this was on a country road where there wasn't any other cars, fortunately.
Oh, man,
it's
a good
just
thing.
Us, and so I didn't have all those elements to bring into play, unfortunately. And, you know, so whenever we go lurching down the road, you know, go a little bit, touch the brake.
But eventually you got it, right?
Touch the brake. Yeah, you had to learn to get the feel.
Yeah.
You know, get the, identify what, you know.
And thank goodness, now today you're a very good driver.
Yeah, I can even drive a stick.
Yeah, you can.
If I want to.
And I have to give you kudos because you are an excellent driver. I enjoy being in a vehicle with you.
Yeah, she usually goes to sleep when I drive.
Oh, man. You kidding me? Get me in a car. A little bit
so
of movement.
I got to get someone else to come along so I can have company when,
yes.
when we drive.
Sorry about that. Anyway, point being through that whole story is to show that there are patterns. And these patterns become recognizable, and then ultimately you become a good driver and you have peace of mind behind the wheel. Same thing happens in every area of life. When we recognize patterns, we can be centered and calm. And through that process, we're not battered about quite so intensely. So as this, as these next few years roll our direction, we have an opportunity to find centeredness through recognizing patterns. And the Mayan calendar gives us these patterns, of course, through the 13 tones, galactic tones, and the 20 day signs or day lords, which give us a pattern, especially through the most valuable or the center of the Mayan calendrical system, the Dzogchen.
Yeah, we're going to see and be dealing with quite a lot here, these two numbers, 13 and 20.
Yes.
They are the ratio, the 13-20 ratio comes into play throughout the timekeeping system of the Maya. And these numbers operate and function on many different levels and weave in and through each other on all these levels. The 13 come from the 13 tones, galactic tones, or the 13 intents, the intentions of creation.
Another way to describe it, as light frequencies from the central sun of our galaxy.
Right, which the Maya called Hunab Ku, which come from the central sun of our galaxy.
Which meant the one giver of movement and measure, Hunab Ku.
How about that?
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. And then the 20 are the
day lords, or the sacred sun signs.
The energies, the 20 energies that cycle 1 through 20 and then begin again, which come...
Which give us the Mayan months.
Yes. They're 20 days that... energies that have the personalities.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So they're... And they were recognized...
And each has a purpose or an intent.
Right. It has a... They have characteristics, and they were named and given names.
That's right.
And when you... By the Maya, they're called day lords.
Right.
They're called...
Or archetypal energies.
Day signs. They are archetypal type of energies. You want to...
Well, when you become entrained...
Need to explain that a little bit, what an archetypal energy is.
Well, let's save that. For the next one, we have so much to cover this time, because we're going to be talking a little bit about what we did in the video cast.
So there's a little...
So there's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But archetypal when you become energies. Entrained or synchronized, when you become entrained or synchronized with the natural cycles that are timed by this calendar.
And speaking of archetypal energies,
what?
There's one at work right there.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Phone. Yeah.
Your time becomes more natural and less mechanical. That's one of the things that you can do is tune to this tune-based system.
Mm-hmm.
And your time, your sense of time, and your connection to time and your existence in the now becomes more natural, cyclical, you know, as opposed to linear, hard straight lines that the Gregorian tends to, that's what it puts us in.
Mm-hmm.
But these cyclical, natural cycles of sacred time that exist within the Mayan calendar.
Well, in all of creation.
Well, exactly.
In all it was of just, our lives and our daily world, our daily existence.
That's right. It all existed.
Permeates it all.
The Maya just recognized it.
Exactly. They observed it.
Yes.
Moving and
they obviously
recorded
had a,
it.
Had a very different view and concept of time than we do today. So we have a great deal that we can learn from just tuning our life very simply to what day is it,
mm-hmm.
according to the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one very powerful thing you can
do.
Today
is seven eagle, seven
mm-hmm. men.
Men, and it is day 215
in the Zolkin.
In the Zolkin round, and it is, how many days are we into the
this tune?
Eighth night, or the eighth heaven, which is the fourth night
right.
of this underworld.
We're roughly about, what, 33 or 4, something like that?
33 days into this tune cycle.
Mm-hmm, which is a 360-day cycle.
Cycle, yes.
Yeah. So...
Of the eighth underworld.
So today is seven men.
Seven men.
It is a good day to rise up and see a larger picture. To take it in.
Greater perspective.
That's right.
Seven is reflective.
Yes.
Also.
Seven energy.
Yeah, sevenness. It has to do with sevenness is it enables the perspective to divide light and dark and reflect on that which is and that which is not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Mm.
I mean, you know, your mind can just take that and put to it what's needed for you.
Or it will, just being aware of it, it will put to you. You know, it's part of this tune-up process. It's
That's
just
right.
All you have to do is be aware of it.
That's
and,
right.
And it does its own work. Taking the rocks out of the road, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to tell you real quick, and we want to share with you. In the month of December, Airstream Indie Radio was visited by 72 countries. Thank you all for coming and joining with us. From, oh my goodness, I'm not going to sit here and name 72 countries, but I will just send out an in la cache to everyone listening.
That is quite a...
Isn't that exciting?
A pinnacle.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
This has been the best so far. It's been most visitors to the site, over 40,000 visitors this last month. And still we only have 40 listeners. So you guys all need to vote. That's all I can tell you.
40,000 visitors, did you say? And
yes.
Only 40 listeners?
Well, you know,
is that what you say?
I'm joking.
Oh.
But I was just kidding. I want to say that
I tripped there.
You did.
Like,
I got you.
What happened?
I just wanted to remind you, please, to head over to podcastalley.com, place your vote for Mayan Calendar Cast, because it really is vital that so many people have an opportunity to hear about this incredible Mayan calendar. And just to, you know, give it a little extra oomph.
Hi Mary, I heard that you can vote for your favorite podcast at some directory on the web. Can you tell me how to get there?
Aye, Ronnie, you head for podcastalley.com. You vote right there for your favorite podcast.
Well, how did you vote?
Well, for the Mayan Calendar Cast, of course. You mean you have haven't voted yet?
Not yet.
Aye, Ronnie. Well, if we don't get in the top 10, it can't stay on the air.
Why not?
No, no excuses. Don't call me again until you've voted. Go. Now.
Aye, Mary.
Voting for Mayan Calendar Cast once a month can save your love life. It can keep this podcast on the air, and it will get into the ears of more people. Help us make it number one. Go to airstreamradio.com and vote right from the front page. You're listening to airstreamradio.com.
That little bit always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, Ronnie's in trouble.
Definitely. Ronnie, he's always in trouble. All right, but at least he voted. Well, I'm not sure if he voted because I don't see a Ronnie, but I know that... I don't see a Ronnie vote. I'm going to have to check it out here. I do see a Jonathan Bethel vote, and I do see Denizen Green, who left a little note for us. Groovy. So, Jonathan, this is for you.
Groovy.
All right, so what did we want to talk about? We want to talk about... All right, we were just talking about how you can tune no sweat, no strain, and all gain. How you can tune your life to the Mayan calendar. If you don't know what your true Mayan calendar birth date is, hit the website, check it out.
Well, I want to perhaps just clarify something here. Not that what you're saying isn't correct, Andy Mac. Mm-hmm. Tuning your life to the Mayan calendar. See, the Mayan calendar is basically it's a tool of understanding mm-hmm. that reflects all of creation, the wave cycles, the intent of creation, you know, on a timeline, a very long one. I mean, back from the beginning to the beginning, yeah. 16.4 billion years ago shows us where we are in the schedule of creation today.
Right.
And so the tuning we're referring to here is tuning to creation, the intent of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Mayan calendar has things in it that can help us to do that.
Right.
And that's really what this is all about. The eighth underworld that we're in, called the Galactic Cycle, goes through its phases, and then we go to the ninth underworld,
mm-hmm.
which is the Universal Cycle. It begins February 2011.
Right. I was just going to say, Galactic Cycle goes from January 5th, 1999, to February 9th, 2010.
So, no, it's 2011. February 28, 2011 is the beginning of the universal cycle. So, the thing is...
I stand corrected.
Consciousness is still moving. This schedule is still moving forward. And these tools, that's what we're hoping, is that this program will become, you know, will be a tool for individuals to use to become aware of and align their thinking, their beingness with this intention of creation. Because where we're going, where we're heading, this is enabling us to grow in many ways, energetically, consciously, you know, through our awareness, to become a conscious co-creators.
Right.
For all of us to become a conscious co-creator, one with, you know, all that is.
Right.
And as we're moving along, you know, we were speaking, made reference to here just momentarily ago about overwhelm and stress. Well, these tools can help to get us in line, in sync with mm-hmm. the intention of creation. Which, what that does is it opens your awareness.
Right.
To where you are, what's going on in your world, in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to recognize these patterns.
Yes.
And thereby grow with them. And there's an analogy of someone in, you know, it's like all of us, we're in this river of life, and there's a current that's moving this water, which we'll call water, they call it creation. And as we go from underworld to underworld, this current is accelerating 20 times, it increases 20 times.
As it steps up, that's right.
Right? So the current becomes stronger. And so what do we want to do? Do we want to grasp onto something on the bank and hang on for dear life because of this current that's pushing us, moving us towards a goal? It will wear you out. I mean, to the point where, you know, complete exhaustion, and, you know, finally you can't hang on anymore.
Right.
Or let go.
And flow.
And just drift out into the middle of it and just flow with it and enjoy the ride.
Right.
Where this...
Because it's taking you with it. It's going anyway.
It's moving. And you can't... I mean, is it possible to be stronger than creation and overcome creation and, you know, thereby have your own way and will? And it's like, no, it will beat you up. And the harder you try to hang on, the tougher it's going to get, and the more difficult it becomes. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about here, the letting go is the losing of the mind.
Right.
Right?
That's what I was
the
just...
mind operates on 24 cycles per second. It was a tool we were given.
All right. So since we just did the video podcast today, let's talk about that tool. When it came in, it came in at that tribal level.
Right.
Right? Which that tool gave us the ability to see similarities and differences.
Right.
Okay, go ahead with what you're about to say.
A survival tool.
A survival tool. And
which creation provided for us to assist us on this journey. So the tribal was 2 million years ago, right? And the mind came into play.
It was the fourth underworld.
The tribal level is the fourth underworld. The mind came into development and creation.
It gave us this tool.
Yeah, increased our awareness, our consciousness to the point where we were able to see similarities and differences, and we've been using this tool ever since.
Okay, so what was the tools of survival just before that? In the level before...
The tool was the tail.
The tail. In the level before that...
Teeth and claws.
Teeth and claws. In the level before that, it was just basically the cell was the product, so it was just...
It was action and reaction. Yeah, it was like... Chemical reaction.
So here comes this tool called the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly does the mind move?
It moves at 24 frames per second.
Right, the same thing that we use for movies.
That's the maximum amount of performance, of function that it is capable of is 24, the speed of 24 frames per second.
Right.
Well, what rate is consciousness moving at now? Back then,
it was
2 million years ago, that was plenty.
Each cycle, each day and night, was 160,000 years long.
So things
were really slow.
A lot of time to happen. Where we are now, things are moving much, much faster.
We're moving at 360 day shifts.
A day and a night is now in the eighth underworld, the galactic level, the galactic cycle, is 360 days, right. Not 160,000
years.
We've got to be able to move much quicker. And the only way we can do that is by losing our mind.
Why?
Which means functioning through our intuition.
Right.
Got to let go of the mind.
That's right, because
and
it moves such so
and develop
fast.
Our intuition, learn to function through our intuition.
That's right.
Because that's how fast creation is moving.
Yes.
Is
at the speed of light.
Well, even faster. You know, intuition is like faster than light.
Yeah, it's fast.
Right? So this is an exercise right now in getting us to get our attention, our awareness, to focus on our intuition, our knowingness is within us. It comes from within us. That's our intuition.
Yes.
It's where our answers lie.
So that's what we're connecting to when we're tuning to a tune-based system.
Yes. Rather than a physical, astronomical-based.
Yes, materialist-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perception of time.
So what we're talking about here is this.
And that's the Gregorian calendar, the physical, materialist-based concept of time.
And it tunes us.
Anchors is comes through the Gregorian calendar, which anchors us into this very slow materialistic view, the 24 frame per second mind function.
Right. And if you stay at 24 frames per second, you're going to run over by creation.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely run over.
Stampeded.
Okay, let's talk for a moment. You know what? We've run out of time. I can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do a part two.
We need a part two.
Okay.
So we're going to do a part two.
We're going to do a part two.
So this is the part one dot section. You got to come back for the part two dot section.
That's right. The part two dot?
Part two dot.
Two dots. I'm Andy Mack.
I'm Jag Daddy.
This has been the Mayan Calendar Cast. Coming
part
at you
one.
From AirstreamRadio.com. Be sure to tell your friends and join us in podcast number 16 because we're going to keep this going.
For part two. This is part two coming up.
See you in a minute.
Part two.